You're listening to Wholesaling Inc. episode number 1240.
Yeah. So like one of the reasons I like believe in coaching is like when you have someone in your corner who can kind of just help talk you through it, it's almost like therapy. But that was one of the reasons I came to the Land Sharks. Was like, okay, like I need to get out of this mindset and like start putting my foot back on the pedal, because obviously what I'm doing isn't working, which was I was doing nothing.
This is game-changing information guaranteed to raise your real estate wholesaling business with actionable steps you can take immediately to navigate the ins and outs of wholesaling and start making money today. Join us as we put our guests in the hot seat and dive deep to dissect their strategies for success to enable you to duplicate their results. You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., the only show dedicated to making you a fortune in wholesaling.
Welcome to the Wholesaling Inc. podcast. I'm your host today, Brent Bowers, the land man, the land shark. And I've got Jamie Goldenberg on today. He's going to be talking about how he got into land investing, but he really started out wholesaling houses. And he came to the Wholesaling Inc. podcast like so many successful real estate investors, business owners have today. But he eventually stumbled on land. And that's actually how he did his first deal, was land. So he had mailed out right at 2,000 blind offers where he gave an actual specific offer amount for the land in Kern County, California. And how he picked it, and he'll talk to you about it on the podcast, was he was just looking for cheap land that he could buy right away. He ended up doing six deals, and a couple of them are still paying him several years later from these first 2,000 offer letters. Imagine for a moment that you only had to send out 2,000 letters and you get six deals back. And he eventually quit his job just by getting the knowledge and the confidence of doing these first six deals. He's going to talk about how he got through self-doubt and he eventually started self-sabotaging himself, how he hit the brakes because he thought maybe this doesn't work after he was already making money. He's going to be giving some great, great words of advice. So guys, Rhino Nation, I hope you enjoy this episode. Jamie Goldenberg, welcome to the Wholesaling Inc. podcast. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you, Brent?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I am excited to have you on here. You know, give Wholesaling Inc., give Rhino Nation a little bit about yourself, 60 seconds or so. Go.
Yep. So, like I said, my name is Jamie. I live out in Charlotte, North Carolina. Outside of like real estate investing, I'm a long distance runner. I have two dogs and I view myself as an entrepreneur. So I work on a couple of different projects. Also have my own little like land coaching business. And like right now, my big goal is just to kind of try to help a lot of people with financial education and kind of reaching a level of like financial freedom, whatever that means to them.
Yeah. Well, what got you started in real estate? What did that journey look like? When was it? What got you into it? Like, how do you get the guts to do it? The information, the action, the instruction?
Yeah, good question. So when I graduated college, I kind of always knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I always kind of had that bug growing up. And I took a finance job right out of school. That's what I studied. And there was like a vesting period of 3 years. I was like, all right, I'm going to do this. And after 3 years, I'm going to go do my own thing. A year and a half in, I took a job with a startup and I started like running a sales team. And my boss, him and I just like didn't see eye to eye. And so after a few of those like conversations that were more like arguments, I was like, you know what? I got to go figure out what I'm going to do because I still wanted to start my own business. And my older brother was in real estate. So I sat down.
Before you get too far, what do you mean you didn't see eye to eye with your boss? I've never heard that before. No, I'm just kidding. I'm sure there's people listening that have the same experience. Like, why not? Why is your boss not seeing eye to eye with you?
I just think like I had really big ambitions. Like I had really big goals. And he wanted me to stay more focused in on like, hey, this is your role. This is where you need to be doing. And I kind of saw my job at this like kind of small startup company as like an opportunity for me to learn a lot about like business. So I was asking questions kind of outside of the sales world, like about the financing and all these different parts of the company. And he's like, hey, you need to stay focused. And it just like, it caused a lot of like tension between us.
Yeah. He wanted you to be a machine and focus on exactly what they wanted you to do, not what you wanted to do.
For sure. And like, I can empathize with what he was wanting, right? But so I basically went home and I was like, screw this. I'm going to start my own thing. My older brother, he's a commercial broker. So I sat over like a weekend. I read like Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I was like, okay, like I understand how this high level, how this all works. And then I just started like experimenting. And I joke about it now, but I was doing everything on credit cards. So I kind of call it like my real estate student loans. and I was getting deeper and deeper into credit card debt because I didn't have all that much money saved up. So I was only like 25, 26 at the time. And when I kind of first started this journey, and that actually serendipitously enough led me to Wholesale Inc. I was like, okay, let's start wholesaling. And around this, I was probably around 27, 28. I moved to Chicago at that time. And I start going to like really sketchy areas in Chicago. I was like very uncomfortable. And even more than that, I just was not having success wholesaling. And I was still working full time. So, you know, it's like, especially with wholesaling, when you don't have a team built up, you got to be everything. So like when you get a house, you got to be the first one there. So for me, that was like it was just really tough. And I basically went home and I was like, what am I doing? Like I was kind of on the verge of giving up. And another very serendipitous moment, I went on a bike ride with a friend and we were kind of hopping around different like places around Chicago. And through friends of friends, he knew Willie Goldberg. If you're familiar with Willie, his company is called Discount Lots. So Willie was doing land investing and I'm talking to him and he's like, yeah, man, like I have the same story as you. And this is what I do now. So actually back at the time, Willie did some like one-on-one coaching and I paid him. And he just took me one-on-one and I was already deep into credit card debt. So I'm like very nervous. Like I'm doing another new thing. This is probably dumb, but Willie just gave me so much confidence. Like, no, man, this works. So my 401k for my first company, I cashed it all out and I went all in on land. I ended up buying like 6 properties pretty early, pretty fast. And then that was August of 2019. And now it's just been rinse and repeat ever since.
Nice. So when did you come through the Landsharks community?
So I came to Landshark around, I want to say it was like late 2020 or early 2021.
So you were already doing land deals and then you joined the Landsharks community?
Yeah, just like I believe in like from my first like coaching experience, I gained so much. And through like my Wholesale Inc. experience, like
talk to people. Yeah.
I was like, you know what? Like, I like these guys. I like what they stand for. I like the Rhino community. And I was like, all right, like why not join what Brent's doing and like, see if I can learn something new, just kind of keep sharpening the axe, I guess, as you say.
That's fascinating. I didn't know that whole backstory that you are, cause I was like, man, this guy exploded. He was already like, I felt like you were doing land deals from day one. I was like, man, that's incredible. So you already had a little bit of a foundation. Already.
Yeah. I had some momentum by the time I had met you.
Okay. So a lot of people listening to this, Rhino Nation, like they're just trying to get started, or a lot of them are like, I want to quit my job. Like, let's walk through your first land deal or your first, I don't know, you can talk about one of your wholesaling deals. I don't care. Yeah. You pick. We can talk about the first wholesale deal for house and then a first land deal. So which one do you want to talk about?
Well, my first wholesale deal was actually a land deal, but that was after I already started a land. So all these wholesale deals I was getting, I just like don't know what I was doing wrong. I just was hitting failure after failure on the wholesale side. So when I met Willie, I was like, dude, I just need a win.
All right. Let's talk about that first win, because that's where, once you get the first one, I mean, mine was $285 that I flipped to a realtor. I had already bought rentals, but I was far from winning on those. I was in debt, like credit card debt. Home Depot was calling me like, when are you going to pay this thing? And I'm just like freaking out. Like, I'm like, this is the biggest lie in America. I wanted to go find Robert Kiyosaki. He's like, you don't get rich doing this. You get poor doing this. Cause I was spending all my army money that the military is paying me to pay for these rental properties that my tenants were trashing. So my first real win in real estate was that first $285 land deal that I sold to a realtor for $5,000.
So my best mailer I've ever sent was my first one.
The first one.
Which is super lucky. I've definitely like, I've coached a few people in the land business now and like, I've sent out mail that I've gotten zero deals on. So
yeah, like, it happens. So you send enough.
Yeah, so it happens, right? So I just got really lucky in that first deal. I sent out probably 2,000-3,000 units of mail.
2,000 to 3,000, was it letters or postcards?
Letters. Okay. Blind offers.
Blind offers. Okay, so you got to explain that. Like break that down. What is a blind offer?
So I'll break it all down. So basically when I was like working with Willie, he kind of gave me some guidance. Like, all right, here's the budget. Like, he's like, if I was in your shoes, I would want to buy like at least five properties. And I was like, okay, well, I only have like $12,000 and like cash. So I'm looking for places I can buy properties for like $1,000, $2,000, which led me to Kern County, California. So this was summer of 2019. And I just did a big mail blast to the county of Kern County, just really not sophisticated at all. Basically, I was like, I want properties 2 to 5 acres. And I think that was like my biggest criteria back at the time. And then I ended up getting 6 deals from about 2,000, let's call it, units of mail. And with that, what I sent out in mail was a blind offer, which just means like I basically looked at it by acre. So if it was an acre property, I was offering like $1,000. If it was 2 acres, I was offering like, I think like $1,500. And if it was 2.5+, I was offering like $2,000 an acre or $2,000 for the whole property. So that's what the blind offer means. Just simply my letter, when you receive it as Brent, who owns a property in Kern County, and you own 2 acres, now you're like, oh, Jamie Goldenberg will pay you $2,000 for this property. And most people call you back and very rudely tell you to, you know, go pound sand. And that's just like part of the business. Of that, I got really lucky. I bought one property for $300. I sold it on a terms deal and I made 27, so 2,700. And of the 6, 4 of them went to owner financing, which I like to do deals like that personally. I know everybody doesn't. And then 2 of them were flips. And one of those properties was one of the ones that I've helped, was the longest property I ever took to sell, which was like 256 days. Because my average is about 80. It's about 80 days. It takes me to sell property about 80 days. So that's kind of...
Oh, man. So many questions. Thanks for breaking that down. All right. So first question is, what made you pick Kern County, California?
Yeah. So basically, I was like, okay, I have like 12,000. Well, I had basically 10,000 after the mailer and stuff like that. So I was like, if I want to buy 5 properties, I need to buy them max at $2,000. So okay. If I knew I was buying for 2,000, I wanted to sell them for 4,000 or 5,000.
So double your money, right?
Yeah. So I was looking at places that like kind of the low end of the market, properties are selling for like $5,000, $6,000. And in Kern County, like that's what I saw. I was like, okay, if like I can buy a property for 2, I know worst case scenario, like if I put this on the market for 4, I'll be at least one of the lower ones in the market, especially if it's just a vacant lot with road access, like, and I'm competing kind of apples to apples with one of those types of properties. Obviously, if you get a nicer property, you don't have to sell it at the bottom of the market. So, or want to sell it at the bottom of the market. But that's how Kern County came to be, was more based on my budget.
So you're just looking for where you can kind of get the biggest bang for the amount of money that you had.
Exactly.
Already. That's cool. Okay. So that's how you picked that county. So how did you price out that area? Did you go and individual? Because I was wondering, like, how did you pick out the 2 to 5 acres? You know, one, how did you pick that size? And then how did you price those out? Because blind offers, that's a lot of work. You're actually giving an offer on each one of those parcels. And Rhino Nation, if you want a copy of the blind offer that I use, I call it my land offer letter, my LOL. I have been triple split testing. And I agree with you, Jamie. Like, I only send blind offers lately. Now, every once in a while, I'll send the tribe postcard out to kind of switch it up a little bit. But if you want a copy of this blind offer, I've been triple split testing this against postcards, neutral letters, checks. So that's actually quadruple split testing. But this is by far doing the best results. And I'm going to give it to you today. If you go to thelandsharks.com/LOL, as in land offer letter, or laugh out loud, because when you get one of these things signed back and sent to your email, you just got a smoking hot deal on a piece of land. I literally just bought and sold a piece of land. I didn't have to buy it. I got it under contract with my LOL, my land offer letter, and then sent it to my real estate agent to put it on the MLS for me. And we just got a $30,000 offer on it. We're buying it for $15,227 on a letter I sent 4.5 months ago.
Let's go.
And I never talked to the seller. It was only via email, period.
That's the best part of the blind offer. It's you get the least amount, at least from my experience, you get the least amount of like response rate, but it's also you get very motivated sellers, like versus a neutral offer, which, you know, just sending out, hey, I'm interested in your property with no offer price. You get a lot more phone calls back. You get a lot more leads.
I don't want phone calls. I want deals. I want conversions. Yeah, like, I want, honestly, I just want paychecks. Like, I don't want to, like, everyone, I hate when people ask me, what's the response rate? I don't care because I don't track it. I'm only looking at what the conversion rate is. I know that if I send out 800 of those, I'm going to make $10,000. That's all I need to know, right?
That's, I mean, at the end of the day, that's all you need to know. So what's the revenue, right?
Complexity kills businesses. Like,
yeah,
complexity.
But to answer your question just about like, basically, what was the science behind it? Especially for the first one. I mean, it was at that point, it was kind of like ignorance is bliss. Like, I was so simple about it. Just based on like, when I was talking to Willie, he kind of gave me the mindset of like, hey, we want properties that are at least an acre. Like, that was kind of his philosophy. So I used the acre to like get the male size down to about 2,000 units. So I just kind of, I was like, all right, 5 is probably a good maximum. So I started an acre. I don't remember the numbers were, but let's call it like, it was like 5,000. Then, you know, I got closer to 2, and then eventually got down to like 2,000 units of like data that I pulled out and then mailed. And at the time it was just super, like, I just went, if it was 1 acre to 2 acres, I'm offering X. If it was 2 acres to 2.5 acres, I'm offering Y, and then so on and so forth. And that worked. And that worked for my first couple mailers. Now with different strategies, I'll do stuff a little more sophisticated. But I mean, at the end of the day, it was like, I just knew that I was not going to offer more than 2,000. So it was just like, it was shooting from the hip. And I think especially kind of in 2019, I think there wasn't as many people sending out mail. I've seen more competition since then. So I think it helped a little bit with why that mailer was as successful as it was.
Yeah, no. And it's like, you were shooting from the hip, but I'm sure that when you were doing that math, if they sign that thing and send it back, you're guaranteed to make profit. So I want to just go, because you had mentioned, we just breezed over this, $2,700 on a $300 investment. You know, a lot of people are like, oh my God, I don't know if I can't get started, like, because a house costs $158 million or $124,000on my first house in 2007. $124,000. I put myself in debt for 30 years. And if I didn't pay that thing, I would ruin my credit, and then the military would have taken my clearance away. All those things, all those like pressures and weights on my shoulders. And yeah, I was managing this property from out of the country that the bank basically owned. If I didn't pay them, they would take it from me and kick my tenant out, which probably would have actually helped me, because I ended up evicting her anyways. Anyhow, I say that so coldly, but she was a great tenant for about 6 or 8 months or so until she stopped paying and trashing the house. But here's the thing. Most people can get their hands in America, if you're, you know, on $300. And if not, like, we probably have a friend or a family member that likes us enough to maybe partner with us on $300. Exactly, yeah. So you made $2,700 divided by 300. Let's do that.
It was over like a 2-year period. It was like a 24-month loan, essentially, or your mortgage.
Bro, that you 9X'd your money. That's a 900% return on investment.
Yeah. Percentage basis, that was, you know, a grand slam.
Well, imagine if you spent 300 grand on land. Do you think you can?
Exactly. I mean, and you don't need to have a 900% if you're spending that much.
Exactly. That's powerful. I love that, man. So 80 days is your average to sell these parcels. I get that question a lot. How quickly do you sell your land? So 80 days for you, you know, where are you selling? Where are you finding these buyers to buy these parcels of land? Another thing, you're getting passive income.
Yeah.
You know, where are you finding these buyers?
Passive. So when I first started, Facebook Marketplace was like my everything. Mm. I got all of my leads from Facebook Marketplace. You got to figure out how to like work within the rules of Facebook Marketplace so you don't get kicked off, which I know a lot of people have issues with. I still put properties on there. But yeah, so I put them on Facebook Marketplace, Zillow, but land.com has been one of my best places where I've posted properties, where I get my most leads. And depending on the property, like, as I've gone into like higher market value properties, working with realtors, like, that's been a huge win. Takes a lot of work off your plate.
It's been a game changer for my business. Like, yeah. I had a couple of VAs that I was paying to post all my properties on land.com and marketplace. Yep. And answer the, so 2 VAs plus a land sales specialist, 3 people that no longer were needed when realtors took over for me.
And I think you mentioned like the passive income too. That's a choice in this business too. It's like, cause for me, my whole goal when I got into it was like, I want to replace my W-2 income. So I love the finance deals. Like, that's like, okay, like.
And you did it. You did it. And you replaced
it. Yeah.
So what was your W-2 income that you had to replace, and how quickly did you replace it? I've got the victory bell warmed up already for you.
I was making like 110.
$110,000 a year?
Yes.
All right. So what is that a month? We gotta I'm not a math magician. Yep.
All right, turn my phone off for the calls.
All right, I got it. I'll do it. I got one on my computer. 110123 zeros divided by 12. That is $9,166 a month you had to replace to quit your W-2 job. You weren't seeing eye to eye with your boss.
So yeah, my boss got fired a couple years ago, but but yeah, so essentially that's what I've done, which are like the scariest part of doing that is like now I'm paying myself, so I can't put as much back into the business. But I've had like some capital partners who have kind of come on this journey with me after I've proven some success, which has been super helpful to like actually grow the business.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So
how quickly from the first land deal were you able to quit your job?
August of 2019 was my first time I bought a property. And then I just quit back in this past, you know, couple weeks ago, May of 2023. But when you think about it, so I was talking to someone the other day, it's kind of like roughly 4 years, you know, and it was basically, I mean, that was like my college education, right? Like 4 years of investing in. And I wasn't 100% committed to it all the time. There was like, one of my big challenges in this business was like about like 6-8 months in, even though I was having a lot of success, one of the reasons I actually came to the land sharks too, I was just like, why are people buying land? Like, is this going to be a good long-term thing? Like, am I being an idiot? Like right as COVID was coming, I can't remember exactly, but so a lot of self-doubt started creeping in. So I had I had like probably like a full 3-4 months where I just kind of like stopped working on it, where I just like didn't believe in it anymore.
This was before you quit your job.
Yeah, this was like probably 2 years ago. So I was like, I still had money coming in every month for my term deals, but I just completely hit the brakes because I was like, I just had all of a sudden this like huge wave of like self-doubt, which as I've talked to more entrepreneurs, like it seems to be something that happens to people. And yeah, so like one of the reasons I like believe in coaching is like when you have someone in your corner who can kind of just help talk you through it, it's almost like therapy. But that was one of the reasons I came to the land sharks. It was like, okay, like I need to get out of this mindset and like start putting my foot back on the pedal because obviously what I'm doing isn't working, which was I was doing nothing.
I see that a lot. No, there's the days of doubt. I mean, any entrepreneur, that's not talked about enough, you know, that self-doubt. And then it becomes self-sabotage.
Exactly. That's what I was doing.
You know, like you see that meme on Facebook where the guy's like chiseling away with a pickaxe. And he's almost about to hit the wall of diamonds or gold or whatever the heck's on the other side of that thing. And there's another theory, like, well, the main theory is everyone quits or most people quit before they strike gold or hit get successful.
Yep.
But there's a whole nother reverse opposite theory as well that no one talks about. And that's that guy with the pickaxe felt that ground changing a little bit. He knew there was something that's changing and he's about to hit something and he self-sabotages and turns around and leaves and the next guy gets it. But
yeah,
he was getting so close to success that he quit. And there's a reason for that. Like our 5,000-year-old brains, we don't want to be kicked out of the tribe. We don't want our friends or family members to think differently about us. Like we don't want our parents to judge or like it's all these things, all these friends and it's the tribe. You know, and that's I might be going on a crazy tangent here, but
but it makes sense. Like I mean, I went through that like myself. Like I wasn't like super, I wouldn't say like aware of like maybe why I was doing it, but it was more just like one of my biggest regrets in the business was like right was I kind of hitting the brakes. I bought 20 deals from one guy and he had more properties I could have bought from him. And that's like one of my biggest regrets that I've had in this business was like, right when I kind of had self-doubt, I maybe could have bought like 100 properties from one person. And like, that's a crazy conversion rate. So like, to me, it's just kind of a constant reminder of like, fear is an emotion, take it for what it is, but just keep moving. Like, trust the process because especially with where I'm at or was at, it's like, hey, this works. And like, if it doesn't work, like I have a lot of mantras that I tell myself, like, but I'm a problem solver. So if it's not working, like I know I can go out and solve a problem. And so like, I kind of simplify it down to that. And then with that, it's like, hey, like if my back's against the wall, like I trust myself enough that I'll figure it out.
Yeah, absolutely. And you have. So what would you tell someone looking to get started? Like how to do your first deal, how to quit that job, how to fire your boss. Hopefully the boss gets fired like yours. What would you tell that person?
well, one, just believe that you can do it. And then I would say for me, the most impactful thing was getting a coach because it expedited the process. It would have probably taken me at least three times as long had I not like worked with Willie and then even joined the Landshark community. And like, I just think like you, it's just like, it makes such a big difference. And then once you do that, you actually have to do the work. So no one's going to hold your hand. No one's coming to save you. It's like, you gotta actually, you can't just like go through and watch the modules. You got to go through it and understand that although like I might be having success, you might be having success, like it doesn't mean you're going to have success right away.
Yeah. Some people it's 2 weeks. Some people it's 2 months.
Yeah.
Some people it's a year.
For me, I mean, on my real estate journey, it was like 2 years until I had like my first real win. Like I was going on the negative side. I was all going up. My credit card debt was just going up and up and up. And then finally, after I had a couple wins in the land deal, like it took me like 6 months. I was able to pay off my credit cards, which was like, that was the best feeling ever. And now it's like, and then I've just been able to grow since then. So that was more than one thing, but I would say like get a coach, go through the process and actually do the work.
Do the work. Yeah. No, so true. You know, you have to do this is all work. Like to have that passive income, you call it terms deals. That took some work, but you're being paid for many, many, many months to come. Like imagine if you walk into your W-2 job today, you do, you know, 6 hours worth of work and you're paid for the next 36 months for that 6 hours worth of work.
You're pretty sweet.
That doesn't freaking happen. But you can do that with one land deal. Like I just bought 5 acres in Daytona Beach for less than 50 cents on the dollar. This was an aggravating deal. I was aggravated. I might have even said a cuss word over this deal, or two. And I might have 10 hours into this deal, but it's going to pay me $1,800 a month. Plus, I'm going to be profitable immediately because I'm getting a down payment large enough to cover the purchase price, the realtor fees, everything. And then $1,800 a month for the next 360 months. That's 30 years. Now, what if they pay off early? Who cares? I'm going to get my profit ahead of time and I'll reinvest the money. But that was on, let's just, I'm being crazy. 10 hours of work, 10 hours of work. So that's all you have to do. Ladies and gentlemen, you hear it. Jamie Goldenberg, go out there. He talked to you about how he sent out 2,000 blind offer letters. I gave you the land offer letter. That's thelandsharks.com/LOL. Go out there and start mailing. Hey, one last question, Jamie, before I say, there was one thing I forgot to ask you. What list did you mail?
Well, my first one?
The first 2,000. I missed that. I'm sure Rhino Nation is like yelling at me in their car right now.
It wasn't even a special list. It wasn't like a delinquent tax list. It was nothing like that. It was just literally, I was like, okay, I want to send out 2,000 units of mail. And it was like, how can I get to 2,000 units of vacant land owners? And then it was, so when I talk about the acres, like that was the biggest thing, was like, I want to get over an acre. And then I just kept kind of climbing up. So it ended up being about 2 to 5 acres. It was nothing special.
Where'd you find it? Just, PropStream, List Source?
Back then it was Agent Pro 247.
Oh, love Agent Pro 247. Agent Pro 247.
Now it's SiteX Pro.
All right. So they've upgraded. Amazing. So here you have it. He went on Agent Pro 247, got 2 to 3,000 records, 2 to 5 acres. He got six deals from that. And if I heard correctly, a couple of those deals are still paying you today.
Yeah, actually, some of them, I think I still have two that are paying me today.
Yeah. And I love that you brought up the self-doubt. I appreciate that because we call that the 14-day funk in the Landsharks community. Like I talk about it. I talk about it on one of the first modules. You are going to start, it's the 3 Ds. You're going to start doubting yourself, doubting the program, doubting if land is even a good thing to buy in America right now, and then doubting me as a coach. So those are real things. And it happens about 14 days, usually about 2 weeks into it. And only, here's what I recommend. You got to punch that gas so hard. Like when you're tired on a long distance run, the worst thing you can do is what?
Is stop.
There you go.
And one last point too. Through this journey, I've got to meet some guys who've done this for like one of them's done it for over 40 years. One of them's done it for like 50 years. And this was back before they called it land investing. So like to me, that was like reassurance. Like I've like maintained relationships with one of them a lot. And he's like, yeah, you know, I've gone through like the 70s crash. I went through 2008. Like people like land. He's like, at the worst, it's just like, you might hold on to some properties for a little bit longer than you like to. He's like, but it always sells. I mean, as long as you're buying it correctly and buying good properties, obviously. But yeah, so that was reassurance. Like, if you're having self-doubt, like, there's people who've been doing this for a very, very long time.
Longer than we've been alive. Here to stay. You know, it's a tried and true business. I mean, a lot of people are going after these things called houses and mobile home parks and storage-like facilities. That's all new stuff. Like, the tried and true is the land, because the land was there first. So here you have it, Rhino Nation. Take action today. I want you to go to thelandsharks.com. Schedule a call if you're looking to work personally with me, if you're looking for a tribe, a community that's going to hold you accountable, hold you by the hand, walk you through your first land deal. God bless. Again, go to thelandsharks.com, schedule that call, and change your life. Jamie, I appreciate all the gold nuggets. I thank you for being a go-giver, and God bless, man.
Thank you, Brent. Appreciate it.
That's all for this episode. Your next step to success is to continue the conversation over at wholesalinginc.com by joining the mailing list, as well as get your chance to book a strategy session to learn the systems and become part of the tribe and work personally with one of our amazing coaches. We'll see you next episode with more ways to make you a fortune in wholesaling.